دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
سلام و عرض ادب خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز به برنامه دیگه‌ای از دنیای ما جامعه ما که برنامه است غیر تبلیغاتی و هدیه است از رادیو ایران خوش آمدید. تبی امینی هستم و با همکاری کارگردان فنی خوبمون آقای سیامک ثابتیمانی برنامه امروز رو تقدیم حضور شما عزیزان خواهیم کرد. من امروز از دپیوتی دایرکتور جنی فریا از دیپارتمنت آف چیلدرن اند فامیلی سرویسز DCFS دعوت کردم که ما رو با قوانین مربوط به این سازمان آشنا کنند. همونطوری که میدونید قانون فدرال به این سازمان اجازه میده که مراقب طرز رفتار و برخورد والدین با فرزندانشون باشند و در صورت لزوم فرزندان رو از والدین جدا کنند و مراقبت اونها رو به اشخاص دیگه‌ای که ممکن هست کاملا غریبه باشند واگذار کنند. این قانون باعث نگرانی خیلی از کسانی که فرزندان زیر 18 سال دارند شده، چرا که دقیقاً نمی‌دونن چه شرایط و یا مقرراتی رو باید رعایت کنند. بنابراین مصاحبه امروز آرامش خاطری هست برای افرادی که پرنتینگ و یا همون وظیفه پدری و مادری رو به درستی انجام میدن و در ضمن راهنمایی برای کسانی که شاید هنوز با قوانین اینجا آشنا نیستند و برای پرورش و تربیت فرزندشون از متدها و روش‌های استفاده می‌کنن که خودشون با آنها تربیت و رشد یافتند. دپیوتی دایرکتور جنی فریا has been with the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services, DCFS, for 23 years. During her career at DCFS, she has served as children's social worker, supervising children's social worker, assistant regional administrator, special assistant to former DCFS director, and division chief. Currently, she manages a staff of more than 1,500 individuals in 8 different regional offices throughout the county. Ms. Feria received a master's degree in social welfare from UCLA and obtained her license as a clinical social worker through the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. She is a graduate of the Leaders in Action Executive Development Program through the Academy for Professional Excellence at the County of Los Angeles Executive Leadership Development Program through the University of Southern California Sol Price School of Public Policy. Deputy Director Jenny Feria, thank you so much for accepting my invitation and being with us today.
Of course. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I ask, on average, how many reports of child abuse do you receive?
So on average, the Child Protection Hotline will receive about 4,000 to 5,000 calls per week.
4,000 to 5,000 per week?
Yes.
This is a lot of calls. And do you have to actually go and investigate all these calls?
So the hotline will assess those calls of concern. We do not investigate every single call. There is a threshold that we have to meet in order to investigate. According to the law, there's a Child Abuse and Neglect Reporting Act, and social workers that answer the phones will do their assessment, collect the information from the caller, ask pertinent questions to gather additional information to make that determination if there is a reasonable suspicion of abuse and neglect in order for DCFS to investigate.
Thank you. Who is qualified to make such reports? Like anyone can pick up the phone and do they need to introduce themselves or they need to meet some qualifications in order to make a report?
So the 800 number is open to anyone, the public, it could be a professional. If the caller is not a mandated reporter and they prefer to be anonymous, they may elect to let the social worker know that they want to report anonymously. So anyone can call.
I assume that mandatory reporters have some sort of training or knowledge on when to make a report. But you mentioned that anybody can make that report, they can make the call. So let's talk about some general signs and issues that are currently, that are actually an indication to make a report. What are the issues that might result into DCFS intervention and further investigations?
So there's a myriad of allegations of abuse that could be reported. Physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and then neglect allegations of general neglect and severe neglect. So any of those concerns regarding children, we do receive and then assess for their safety.
دوستان عزیز دیپتی فری دارن اشاره میکنن به اینکه در عرض هفته بین 4 تا 5 هزار تلفن میگیرن یا بهشون ریپورت میشه از چایلد ابیوز و هر کسی میتونه که این تلفن ها رو یا این ریپورت رو انجام بده. حتما نباید کوالیفیکیشن خاصی داشته باشه برای اینکه تلفن بکنه و مواردی رو که در نظر میگیره DCFS برای اینکه بیان اینوستیگیت کنن موارد ابیوز هست و نگلکت. As you mentioned, abuse itself has different categories. I'm guessing that physical abuse is the most obvious one. So my only question is that is physical punishment allowed when it comes to disciplining a child?
So the law does allow parents to discipline their children with an open hand to the bottom. The distinction between what is discipline versus what ends up being abuse really depends on the age of the child because we want to make sure it's age appropriate. For example, spanking a 6-month-old is different than spanking, let's say, a 5-year-old. And whether injuries are left on the child, how severe the injuries are. So we're always looking at whether the discipline is appropriate for that child and if the child has developmental disabilities. And parents need to remember, I understand parenting is not an easy thing. And so sometimes you get frustrated as a parent. And so when you're disciplining your child, you really have to be aware of your anger from teaching the child a lesson, because it is easily could be crossed where it turns into abuse. And so parents have to be aware that when they are disciplining their children, that it is a lesson that they want the children to learn rather than them getting their anger out on the child. So we want parents to be very aware of why they're spanking their kids if they choose to.
Okay, you mentioned that open hand to the bottom, so nothing to the face, like a slapping or anything. Am I correct?
Yes. So we want to make sure that kids are treated respectfully. If you're slapping kids on the face, that could result in them having lower self-esteem, issues with, you know, their mental health in terms of the way that they function. And so teaching children a lesson is what, you know, obviously parents are supposed to do, but you have to think about the ramifications of the type of discipline that you're using.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit into details I didn't think to, but now I feel that this is necessary. How about slapping them on the hand? Like they're touching something that they are not supposed to, or they're bothering their siblings with their hands. So just slap them, stop it, or pushing them away. Something like that.
I think minor situations where they're just slapping their hand, occasionally there's no marks that are left, is acceptable. However, it depends on the severity again and how often and how old is a child.
Okay.
You know, if you're hitting a child on the hand that's a teenager versus a baby that's 6 months old, you're not going to use the same force. And obviously for a 6 month old, they may not even understand
right.
why you're hitting them on the hand. So that's not age appropriate. So we have to look at, you know, the age of the child. Are you hitting the child on the hand so hard that it's leaving a bruise? And are you doing it so often that it's affecting the child? So we look at the impact to the child, their emotional health, how they're functioning on a daily basis. You know, sometimes when you severely discipline a child and it crosses into abuse, it does affect the child's daily functioning, and it will result in change in behavior for that child.
I see. So دوستان عزیز باید موقعی که اگر که میخواین بچه ها رو تنبیه بکنین اگر که تنبیه بدنی هست باید مراقب این باشین که واقعا این کار رو دارین برای تربیت انجام میدین و نه به خاطر اینکه عصبانیت خودتون رو خالی بکنین. مسائلی که بهش دقت میشه که آیا سن بچه چی هست که شما دارین از این روش این که بخواین بچه رو بزنین اونم نه دو مرتبه زدن به خاطر عصبانیت. مسئله است که بهش دقت میشه، نگاه میشه و اینکه نباید بچه صدمه ای ببینه. ولی سیلی زدن قابل قبول نیست، برای اینکه اعتماد به نفس بچه رو پایین میاره و باعث ناراحتی هایی برای بچه میشه. So let's talk about emotional abuse. I'm guessing that would be a little bit more complicated. What is emotional abuse and what are the signs of an emotional abuse?
So again, we're looking at the frequency of, you know, if it's, let's say, the parents yelling at kids or belittling kids, we're looking at the frequency of that. Is it every single day that the parent is really yelling at the child and making them feel bad and affecting their self-esteem, where the child is withdrawing and maybe depressed or crying a lot? We look at how it's impacting the child. Occasionally yelling at a child, you know, parents do that typically. So that's something that is normal. But if, let's say, every single day the parent is making the child feel like they're less than, or that they're not, you know, they might be telling them things like, I wish you were never born, or you're useless, you know, ongoing, and then the child begins to believe those things, that's when it crosses into emotional abuse. And emotional abuse also could be involving, you know, the child witnessing or hearing domestic violence, arguments that are going on that are severe enough where it's impacting, again, the child's functioning, where they're crying a lot, they're depressed. Let's say they used to enjoy going outside to play with their friends, and now they're no longer doing that. They're in their room a lot by themselves, or just not functioning like they normally would.
Thank you so much. So در این قسمت از emotional abuse صحبت کردیم. همطوری که گفتن داد زدن پیش میاد و پدر مادرها گاهی داد میزنن سر بچه ها، ولی اگر که این یک چیز هر روزه باشه تا حدی که بتونه این بچه ها رو تحت تاثیر قرار بده و این بچه ها دیگه دوست نداشته باشن برن در جامعه باشن، احساس بکنن که اعتماد به نفسشون رو از دست دادن، ناراحت باشن، غمگین باشن، تاثیر بذاره روی بچه ها، اینا مواردی هست که دیپارتمان Children and Family Services بهش توجه میکنه و باعث میشه که وارد زندگی بشن و ببینن که آیا این بچه سیف هست اونجا یا اینکه داره براش اتفاقاتی میفته که روی زندگیش تأثیر میذاره. I think you mentioned this, but is sibling severe bullying, aggression, stuff like that, is this considered domestic violence as well and goes under the category of emotional abuse? Or parents fighting in front of the children, but they are not necessarily fighting with the child or abusing the child? Would that be the same thing?
So the sibling rivalry and that really, again, depends on the severity of it. There is normal, you know, sibling rivalry, kids fight. Mm-hmm. But where it goes to the extreme and where our department may intervene is if that other sibling is hurting the child physically, causing them harm, again, causing them to have withdrawal symptoms, being depressed, affecting their daily functioning, and the parents knowing of that and not intervening, not, you know, teaching the kids that that's inappropriate. So that's where we would intervene. In terms of the domestic violence, even kids that don't witness it, they don't see it happen, they may be in the other room and can hear it, that is still exposure to that violence within the home, mm-hmm. and could be considered emotional abuse towards a child.
Thank you. So همینطوری که توضیح دادن حتی اگر که نسبت به خود بچه ابیوزی اتفاق نمیفته، سر بچه داد زده نمیشه، ولی اگر این بچه دائما از دعوای خانوادگی خبر داره، چه با خواهر و برادرای خودش و یا چه بین پدر و مادر، و این قضیه تأثیر بذاره روی احساسات این بچه و باعث عقب افتادنش از جامعه بشه، مواقعی است که DCFS اینتروین میکنه و میخواد مطمئن بشه که این بچه در محیطی سالم داره بزرگ میشه. Let's move on to sexual abuse. What are the signs of sexual abuse?
So some of the signs, other than the physical symptoms, kids may have discomfort to their private parts that they don't normally have. Parents may notice that. And then the other signs could be change in their behavior, being depressed, withdrawn and sometimes anger. Kids don't talk like adults do, and so they some of their troubles or their worries come out in behaviors. So sometimes it may end up being anger, where they might get into fights with other kids or other people or be argumentative more than normally for that child. And other signs could be that they might be displaying sexualized behaviors that are out of the norm that the parents have not seen before. So those are definite signs to kind of look further. It doesn't definitely mean that the child was sexually abused, but we want to make sure that we're looking further into why that is a change in the child's normal attitude, behavior, to ensure that, you know, they are not being sexually abused.
So basically, whenever a child's behavior changes or you see that a child is angry, like, or all of a sudden doesn't have any self-confidence and withdraws from the friends and everything, that's the time that you intervene and look into to see if this child is opposed to sexual abuse or emotional abuse or physical abuse. Am I correct?
Yeah, you would look into that to find out in general, even if, it, let's say, it turns out not to be abuse, but you would generally ask the child, tell me what's going on. You would ask open-ended questions. You don't necessarily have to ask the child specific questions because that's something that you may suspect that the child may be abused, mm-hmm. but it may also be not.
Okay.
That the child is being abused. So you ask open-ended questions like, you know, you look a little bit sad today. Tell me what's going on. And kids will go ahead and talk about, and it could be that somebody is abusing them and they may then talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Other times it may just be that they're upset over peers that may not be, you know, treating them kindly at school or something else that happened.
I see. So پیشنهادی که دارن, you're suggesting this for older adults around the children, am I correct?
Yeah, I think it's a general easy approach that you could use with kids.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you observe these behaviors that are not normal for that particular child, then it should be a kind of a red flag and you to ask questions, open-ended questions for the child to let you know what's happening with them.
دوستان عزیز آنچه که دپیتی فریا پیشنهاد میکنن برای بزرگسالان اطراف بچه ها این هست که اگر متوجه میشین که این بچه ها رفتارشون عوض میشه به شدت عصبانی هستن ناراحت هستن دیگه با دوستانشون نمیخوان رفت آمد داشته باشن بازی بکنن ازشون سوال کنین بپرسین که چه اتفاقی در زندگیشون افتاده ولی بهتر که این سوال ها کلمه خاصی توش نباشه ازشون نپرسین که آیا مثلا در خونه کتک میخوری یا آیا باید دعوا میکنن و یا سوالاتی از این قبیل که بچه این در مغزش و این در ذهنش پیش نیاد که او شاید واقعا کتک میخوره یا بخواد راجع به اون شروع بکنه به صحبت کردن بلکه سوالاتون فقط این باشه که اگر این بچه از چیزی ناراحته و اجازه بدین که خود بچه برای شما شروع به صحبت کردن بکنه و مسائلش رو عنوان بکنه که اگر لازم باشه بتونین برای این بچه کمک بگیرین اگر اجازه بدین باید به چند پیام بازرگانی گوش بکنیم بعد از شنیدن پیام ها برمیگردیم و به سوالات خودمون ادامه میدیم من قبل از اینکه بریم فقط یک تلفن رو براتون اعلام کنم Child Abuse Hotline شمارش هست 1-800-544-4000 800-540-4000 تلفن هاتلاین چایلد ابیوز هست که اگر بخواین چیز رو ریپورت کنین میتونین با این شماره تماس بگیرین با ما باشید
دنیای ما جامعه ما
Our World, Our Community with Debbie Amini